Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and Upstate University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate, joined this morning by Dr. Donna Bakke, Chair of the Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate, with the next in our series on public health today. Good morning, Dr. Bakke. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You know, last month you were here, we talked about vaccines and vaccinations, which is a great public health topic, of course. After we turned off the microphones, we got talking about your master's in public health program. It had gotten started, and we started talking about some of your students and realized that one of the best ways to understand public health is by understanding where your students are coming from and what their interest is. So we've invited two of them this morning. Will you introduce them to us?
Yes, we have 24 students that started this year. Some are full-time, some are part-time, and two of our students are here this morning. One is Linda Veach. She actually works here at the hospital and is taking the program part-time, and the other one is Joe Riley. He works out in the community.
He does. Well, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I want to get some perspective from you because, of course, this is a new program here in Central New York, although it's not new across the country, is it, Dr. Bakke?
No.
No. And you do come from two different places. So let's start with you, Linda. You work right here in the hospital.
Yes, I work in the surgery department here at Upstate. I've been here 23 years.
Aha.
I've started, when I began here, I began with basic research, doing isolated heart type research, and then advancing into clinical trials. And that's what I do now.
Clinical trials, but surgery.
Yes, in the surgery department.
How on earth do clinical trials work in surgery?
Well, it's interesting. It's not all for the general population, obviously. They have to be meet certain eligibility criteria to participate in the surgical trials. I mainly work with the lung cancer patients. So we're talking about early stage surgically treated lung cancers.
And that's a clinical trial.
Yes.
You know, typically when we think of clinical trials, we think of medications that someone will take, or even sometimes we're talking now about psychological type things. But so surgical. So your perspective is very, very different for public health, isn't it?
Yes.
And
yes.
What is your interest in the public health and in the program?
Well, I thought it would be a good fit for me. I've always been interested in cancer research. I thought it would be a nice logical progression from doing clinical trials and helping patients in a different way, maybe in more of a public policy way.
Well, you know, what I also find fascinating is the fact that you've already been working in healthcare, you said 23 years.
Correct.
So, and now you come 23 years later and decide to get a new degree.
Yes, yes.
So, and were you interested at all in the various kinds of courses you could take?
Yep, I'm very interested in the epidemiology type of courses.
And that's what you're taking now?
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
Great, very good. Joseph Riley.
Yes.
You are not from upstate. You are from Central New York. Tell us what you do in your day job.
I work for a company called NextGet LLC. It's a tiny little company in Marcellus, New York, just 15 minutes west of the city. And we do a lot of integration with patient management systems and electronic health records. And about 2 years ago, one of the practices that we work with out in Washington State approached us for a disease management project. They had received some grant money from the state of Washington. So we basically started from scratch and started developing the algorithms and ways to identify patients in need of care who were at risk of chronic disease or suffering with chronic disease.
So these are patients who don't know they have a disease, may not even have it yet, but are at risk?
Exactly.
But you're doing the electronic, the online kinds of things for them, right? Just so our listeners understand that you are not a medical person, you're an IT person.
Correct.
But how on earth did you get interested in public health from, you know, number crunching and coding to public health?
Well, in working with the data and finding that these patients are readily accessible, and although they don't know that they need care necessarily, or even the practice doesn't know, I mean, these practices have huge numbers of patients. And to be able to identify those electronically and then disseminate that information to both the patients and the physicians really attracted me to this idea of having a large population impact using current technologies.
It's fascinating. I love that. And I know, too, you told me before we actually started with microphones this morning that you have some background in working with people in different cultures. Talk to us about that, because I think that lends itself to the conversation.
Oh, absolutely. I was given the opportunity my junior year of college to work for a company in Costa Rica. And I served as a community service program manager. And that was my first, I was there for 3 months, and it was my first interaction with people in the third world. And I was doing a lot of physical labor But I saw people in great need. And in subsequent years, I've been to Guatemala and served as in a medical mission there. And I really saw where a good health system can really benefit people, where you enter a situation and there's nothing in place. And I've subsequently worked at the Emmaus Clinic here in Syracuse, and I've seen where even in an affluent society, there's a lot of people who are without health care.
Yes, that's true.
And these properly implemented systems serve the population and the majority. And I think it's the way they're organized and the way they're administered that have the big impact.
For someone so young, you have an incredible breadth of background. Dr. Donabaki, were you looking for such high caliber students as you have right here?
You know, we knew there would be an interest in Central New York, but we didn't really understand the breadth of interest and the breadth of the quality of students that we have. Our students range from just out of college to been in the workforce for 20, 30 years. All have different interests and backgrounds, and it really, I think, is going to put a real flavor into the education that they're getting, because each of them comes with knowledge and experience that they can then impart on the other person.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really going to be wonderful for our program.
I can only imagine that as you sit in class with various professors who have different interests as well, the conversations that must take place must be fascinating. Yes,
absolutely.
You're all nodding your heads.
Yeah. We get on a lot of tangents, so to speak. But there are so many different players, in the health community, that we get into these conversations and everybody puts their opinion together, and it's really interesting. We feed off each other a lot, and there's so much to learn because we have extremely different backgrounds.
I imagine that a 3-hour class could actually go on for twice that in those conversations. Linda, what are you hoping to do with this new degree?
Well, hopefully, when the Upstate Cancer Center is developed, I'd like more of a leadership-type position in the Cancer Center.
Very good.
Using my public health degree.
Absolutely. That's a great goal, and it's a great way to go about doing it. And Joe, what about you?
In a perfect world?
Yes.
I would love to have a clinic like Dr. Satterley does at the Emmaus Clinic. I would, absolutely.
So you want to be a doctor?
I'm an aspiring doctor as well, so I'm doing the MPH first. But I also am very interested in global health. And I would love to say I would work globally a lot. Paula Farmer is my hero.
Uh-huh.
But I would love to incorporate my interest in public health, my knowledge of public health and populations, and then the way to treat the individual, to try to, do clinics for the underserved.
Outstanding. Dr. Baki, that kind of raises a question. I do see that doctors often have, they have MD after their name, and then they have MPH, Master of Public Health. But as I understood it, most of them do the MD first and then get the master's degree. Here's an example of a young man who's kind of doing it in the other direction. Do you see that more often?
Well, I think more and more, because of the increasing opportunity to get MPHs through medical schools, that you're seeing a lot of combinations, either people deciding to do it before they go to medical school. I think that benefits them because they have a broader perspective when they go to learn that very narrow perspective. When they go to see patients in their third and fourth year, they're looking more broadly at the patient, not just at the symptoms and disease. There's combinations where you can actually do it in medical school, and we're going to be starting that. We have a number of applicants this year to our medical school who are interested in getting the MPH during their medical school. And then I did the same thing. I didn't get my MPH until after I'd finished medical school and been out for a while.
Mm. Are there any, Linda, are there any topics in particular that you're interested in? You're working in clinical trials, which is a public health conversation, but are there any of the topics or any of the courses in particular that you're interested in?
Well, I really like the epidemiology
class. You do?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. That's the one I'm currently taking.
And tell us a little bit about what you're studying in epidemiology.
Well, I find the mortality and morbidity statistics very interesting, especially in relation to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think the incidence and prevalence statistics are equally interesting.
And the statistics, I would believe that the statistics would be interesting because you would like to do something to lower them.
Sure, sure, right.
It isn't just the numbers, it's the people behind them.
Right, and because I come from a research perspective, I'd like to somehow incorporate that.
Absolutely. You would actually be able to see how you'd moved the needle if you
exactly.
could see that. That's great.
Exactly.
And Joe, what about you? What's your particular interest?
Well, I'm really interested in chronic disease management just because, as I said earlier, the technologies are in place and there's, this push for electronic health records and patient management systems. And I think there's so much value in the data they hold, not just the systems themselves. And I think as they become more commonplace, a lot of work could be done to really utilize the potential that's there in it.
I hear a theme here, and I hear a theme of each of you looking at data to help improve health. It's kind of where the numbers meet the human body, and I find that a fascinating concept. And Dr. Bakke, I've got to think that there's a lot more in the study of public health that has that same relationship.
Well, I think certainly epidemiology is the science, the scientific aspect of public health. That's how we know what's going on in populations, mm-hmm. and that's how we what we use to monitor populations. Certainly, a lot of people will take that and then develop educational programs or develop policies that can impact that and lower that. So lower the number of people who are getting a new disease or lowering the total number of people who have a disease like cancer.
It goes from the big picture to the individual patient. Yes. We have just a few moments left, but we want to make sure that people understand this is a combined degree between Upstate Medical University and Syracuse University.
Yes.
And you're taking applications now for next year's program?
We are. We're starting, and we're hoping to get as big a class or even bigger.
And as big a class or even bigger, and I hope the quality, clearly, that you have here, it's astounding to me.
It is.
Very good. Well, Dr. Donna Bakke, Joseph Riley, and Linda Veit, thank you so much for coming by this morning. Listeners, if you're interested in the degree program, you can go to upstate.edu/CNYMPH, Masters of Public Health. We will put a link from our health link on our website. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's Health Link on Air on 570 WSYR.